Yes, people. Yes, people. It is May 13th. Liverpool have just beaten Manchester United at Old Trafford. Listen, welcome back to Chima Chat's Foot. Let's get into this one. Oh boy, this one was a nice one. I'll be honest. This game had me on I was on pins and needles the entire time. All right, first of all, I'm like, all right, well, Reese and Nat, they've been giving me more confidence than normal. But I was worried at the start of the game with them two starting at center back. I must be honest. But I'll be real. They weren't awful. I know that they always have a mistake in them. At least once or twice a game, they'll get a little ropey. But generally, they're going to deal with things in the air, and they're going to say, hey, Allison, here's the ball. Pass it back. Okay, so let's rewind it back a little bit. You know, first of all, you'll never walk alone to all the Reds out there. Huge win. Let's really, really break this one down. I got a little bit excited. So we're going to do our usual three, all right? So that's midfield, defense, and attack. Start with the midfield. Oh, my word. Is there a better number six midfielder in the world than Fabinho? Maybe there is, right? Some people might say Kimmich. People might say Casemiro. Kante is obviously going to fall in that conversation. But he is just incredible. And you know what? I'm a firm believer that if we would have kept Fabinho in the midfield, we absolutely would have been winning games. No doubt about it. During that period where he was playing center back, we just don't have anyone else on our entire squad that gives us what he gives us in the midfield. The guy is an absolute dog. I like Fabinho because he's a bit of a prick as well. You know what I mean? He's always challenging to every ball. He's totally cool with, he has that James Milner in him, you know, but like I always say, besides that, he's an absolute joy on the ball, you know? So huge, huge, huge game from Fabinho. You know, no wonder Jurgen calls him the lighthouse, because this guy is just everything that you want in a defensive midfielder. He is magnificent. I mean, he was everywhere today, picking up the ball, providing outlets, just making little fouls and tackles here and there. He's the reason why, besides his deflected masterclass finish, according to all United fans, Bruno Fernandes, he just sat right there and he pocketed Bruno Fernandes. He absolutely put Bruno Fernandes into his pocket. Incredible. Incredible from Fabinho. Chef's kiss. Excellent. Once again, if you're just tuning in, this is Liverpool at Old Trafford, May 13th. The Reds have pulled out a 4-2 victory, and Jurgen's men go up to fifth place in the Premier League with a game in hand. All of a sudden, that gap in between us and fourth is down to 4 points with a game in hand. This is going to go absolutely down to the wire. Wow. You know, before we move on to the other two parts, you know, the other parts of the midfield, I have to say, I came into this one a bit trepidatious. I was like, oh, Jurgen never wins at OT. You know what I mean? He just doesn't win there. We don't generally perform there. And I thought that we were off to that start once again with Firmino's early shot. I love Bobby. Everybody knows that. Not a big surprise. But once again, we need a number nine with that killer instinct. We need a number nine who is greedy for goals. The same way that sometimes Mo Salah annoys you and he wants to score at any cost. That's what we need. So Firmino checks the ball in. And he ends up, I forget, either it went out for a corner or it just kind of got blocked and we don't score. 5-10 minutes later, you know, we get sucked in a bit. Bruno Fernandes is in the box with a shot that, for all intents and purposes, is probably going to score anyway. Nat Phillips puts it in Allison's our own net. Allison watches it go by, and I'm just like, my goodness, it's happening again. Oh man, it gave me shades of Rashford skinning Trent, Martial scoring on his debut, just all the nightmares we've had at OT where we haven't played bad, but we just don't play well there. So we were able to wrestle control back, and let's move back into the segments now. You know, you can tell I'm excited, people. I'm excited. Let's move back into the segments now. Okay, midfield, Wijnaldum. This is the Wijnaldum game, right? I feel like a broken record, right? There's just so many opportunities where I'm like, Genie, quick pass with the ball. Even if you don't necessarily have a pass on, be progressing forward. There are many times the ball gets to him, he turns, he turns, he plays it backwards. He keeps possession. He never loses the ball. Well, he did a couple times this game, but he very rarely loses the ball. But I just want more dynamism from Gini Wijnaldum. He had a couple of good runs, a couple of good phases of play. So it's not like he had a bad game, but I would just love more from him. Dynamism. So the less said about number five, the better, right? And his agent was saying this week that they hope Bayern Munich should get a, you know, Bayern Munich should get a contract out for him. And if that happens, you know, more power to him. I think he's been a great servant to the club. You know, players like him and Firmino, and I'll be honest, I've been in the camp. They haven't been the flavor of the month recently, and the fans have been a bit impatient with them. But hey, you know, we're fighting for our Champions League lives. So not a great game from Gini, but not a terrible one either. Moving on to the number six. I mean, admittedly, right, it's taken Thiago a little while to get going in a Liverpool shirt. And of course, that is that's what you're going to hear from rival fans. Most thumbs up, idea ball, Thiago, you know, that type of stuff. He was magnificent today. I mean, I have in my notes here, every time that Dean Henderson tried to play the ball out, Thiago is coming to sit right on Pogba. And if you notice, he would go up and he would press that middle route. So, you know, Pogba wouldn't be able to receive the ball. They were just uncomfortable throughout. I thought he was magnificent. I loved what he was doing. I think he looked slick out there. Energy and pressing, because Thiago had gotten tired over a couple of the last games. He got substituted. He was pressing until the last minute. A bunch of great passes today. Just in a lot of the stuff that Thiago does doesn't end up on the stat sheet. But it was incredible just to watch him dominate that midfield and really, really show the passing range, the control in tight spaces, the little one-twos, the intricate movement that he does. Every time he gets the ball up, you think something can happen. I mean, he can drop it on a sixpence to you, you know, or I thought a great side of his game where, I mean, he's picked up a lot of cards for it, but the aggressive tackling in the midfield, I thought that that was amazing. I thought that he was excellent in doing that, and that's necessary because, you know, like I said, Gini Wijnaldum is not necessarily a tackler. He doesn't do much things with aggression. You know, he's not a shooter. He's not a tackler. He's more of a runner with the ball, someone to move it up the field and do things like that. So Thiago just provides that extra layer of dynamism that we need and love. I'm recording this from Virginia Beach, Virginia. It is about 80 degrees out here. Pretty nice. So, I mean, all in all, to cap a win. So excellent from Thiago. I mean, I think he's settling more and more into his role, not only in the Liverpool shirt, but in this Liverpool team. I mean, you have to remember, they said that Thiago has lost a total of 27 career games, and six of them have been at Liverpool this year. Okay, right? That's a crazy stat. Just let that sink in, right? Oh, my word. Okay, enough about Thiago. I think he looks slick in the jersey as well. And you can tell that the other players have warmed to him. I mean, this is a guy that's won Champions League. This is a guy that's won over, I don't know, what is it, 15 major honors in his career. So he knows what winning is about. We'll go ahead and move back into the defense. Gareth Southgate, are you watching? I repeat, this is a call for a one Mr. Gareth Southgate, who, quick aside, right? Allow me a little bit, everybody. Once again, if you're just tuning in, this is Chima Chat's Foot. Liverpool have beaten Manchester United 4-2 at Old Trafford to move up to fifth place in the Barclays Premier League. What a time. What a time. Now we're moving back to the defense. Let's talk about Trent Alexander-Arnold. I mean, listen, like I said, Gareth Southgate, do you not want that in your right back? I'm almost confused as to why you think Reece James, Kieran Trippier, or whoever is going to do that. In respect to Kyle Walker, I didn't think he was all that great, but he is a good footballer. Trent Alexander-Arnold was bossing the game today. You know, he was doing exactly what he needed to do. The passing was on point, but a lot of his defending and a lot of his just movement up and down that flank was awesome. I really thought that, like I said, Gareth Southgate is watching, and that's what you want out of a right back. To not have Trent Alexander-Arnold in the England squad is criminal. He literally swings the pass 40 yards to the back post, puts it on a postage stamp. Bobby Firmino, there's something that the cup wants you to know. I haven't felt like singing that song in a while, but I hit him with the si, senor. You know, if you know, you know, that is the Firmino song. Incredible from Firmino. Lovely from Firmino. back post header, and it felt good to see him scoring again. But we're not at the forwards yet, so let's take a step back. Nat Phillips, I thought that all in all he had a decent game. Got his head to things like he always does. He's kind of the leader in that back line, so he's pushing up, and he, you know, and in fairness, he was probably a bit above decent, right? He was getting stuck in. He was doing everything that you wanted a center back to do. A bit unfortunate with the goal, but I think there were other defenders that should have closed Bruno Fernandes down a bit more to not even let that shot off. So, you know, I'll rate him and Reece Williams together. I thought that Reece Williams was okay generally throughout. A couple of hairy moments, but again, you're a 19-year-old kid from, I believe it's Division One last year, playing at Old Trafford away for a vital Champions League, for a vital game with Champions League implications. Robbo is just a tiger. I mean, I think he's regaining a bit of that, regaining a lot of his best form. Andy Robertson flying up and down, he's making tackles. You can always hear that Scottish accent, you know, saying, "Don't let him out." Or yes, Jenny, get, you know, I got you. Support, give me, you know, give me the ball, I got you. Natural leader, just an amazing player, and he is somebody who never lets Jurgen down. He always tunes in a good performance. So just wanted to big up Andy Robertson. I thought he was great today. Now we're on to the forward lines. We have Diego Jota. I thought that he was good. I really, really think he should have had three goals today. He bags just the one, but hits the post and was pretty dynamic throughout. I do enjoy when the ball comes to Jota's feet. I think that when the ball gets to his feet, he's able to he always seems to take a good touch, right? Like Luis Suarez had this thing where he gets the ball and he lets the ball run, and then he lets the ball run into his stride and then receives it. And it was really, really effective for him as far as putting the defender on their heels a little bit. But I thought Jota was good. We'll move on to number nine, Bobby Firmino. Two goals for Bobby Firmino away at Old Trafford. Raise your hand, wherever you are around the world, raise your hand right now if you thought that would be the case. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So all of you are lying. None of you thought that. I believe no goals in 12 Premier League games, no goals in 15 altogether. I believe those are his statistics, and that is telling, right? 12 Premier League games? 12. For, you know, someone who does wear number 9. That's not great, but, you know, we're not here to talk about that. He gets the first goal, back post, huge goal. There's a couple of things, cardinal rules, right? Baseball, don't make the last out on third base. And in football, this football, it means a cardinal rule is never concede before the half. You never, ever, ever want to concede before the half. But we were able to do that. That kind of carried in the momentum. And he was able to come out early in the second half and extend the goal. One more quick aside. United fans piping up about Dean Henderson. Dean Henderson is not impressive in the least to me. I remember when he was at Sheffield, Wijnaldum hits a fairly tame effort. I mean, you know, Wijnaldum is not exactly going to burn your gloves with a rocket shot. And everybody remembers when he spilled that, you know. He spilled a couple today that led to rebounds, and Bobby Firmino puts in the rebound as 3-1, and I'm like, yes, excellent, cruising. And right after that, that's when Jota hits the post, and it's not 4-1, and we actually missed a couple of chances. And that was nerve-wracking, but as I said, we're going to move on through the forwards. 21 Premier League goals, joint most for Mohamed Salah. Incredible player, you know. That breakaway goal, everybody was talking about the same breakaway goal at Anfield last year. Remember Football with Fans? Yeah, me neither. At Anfield last year, where he runs the length of the pitch, takes Daniel James, sends him down for a soda, brings it back, drinks it, crushes a can on his head, and then scores a goal, you know? Well, maybe that's how I remember it. But incredible pass from Curtis Jones. Honorable mention, shout out to young Curtis Jones. Absolute, you know, shout out to the Scousers. I'm happy Jurgen decided to play him. He hasn't played too much. I know we're in the forward segment, but he did make a little cameo, and he plays a great ball out to Mo. And Mo Salah, of course, no debate. That's his favorite type of finish, where he can open up his body, left foot shot, deposit it in the corner. That is Mo Salah day and night. You know, that's 21 goals. That's joint golden boot. And also, when Trent was subbed off, Mo got the armband. And I remember there being a bit of a, you know, just a bit of a sticky moment because Mo Salah thought that he should captain the side. You know, he thought that he should captain the side. Instead, it went to Trent. I remember him being a little bit upset with that, and I could understand. I could understand how he could possibly be upset there. But anyways, scores the goal, man, and that was incredible because they had, you know, come back to 3-2. Just a bit of that moment of weakness that Nat and Reese have, it happened, right? It just, you know, Cavani's clever. I thought, I, you know, here's the thing about it, right? Ole Gunnar Solskjaer introducing Mason Greenwood. If Mason Greenwood starts this game, I think it's completely different. He has 8 and 8 in his last couple of games, so he's on fire. But Ole Gunnar Solskjaer being the, I mean, being the manager that he is, you know, he opts for his front line that he had, and I'm happy because once Greenwood came on, they got a little bit more control. They got a little bit more control, and that's ultimately when the goal came. So, all in all, I got to talk about Sadio. He comes on, he does a couple of things decently. He wasn't really asked to do all that much. He had an opportunity where Henderson, to his credit, was off his line quickly. Alisson, I don't really have any major fault for Alisson. A couple, he had his classic Alisson moment where he passes it out early, gifts it to Cavani, but I think the chance came on him quickly and he kind of scruffed it wide. But all in all, I thought Alisson was decent. Obviously, no clean sheet, but you know the 3 points is the most important. A moment at the end I didn't love when you know Jurgen comes out with the hug patrol and he's hugging everyone into submission. I normally like to watch that, you know, with a big grin on my face. I'll be honest, I'm a red. You know, I like to see people smile. Sadio, you know, Jurgen wants to give him a high five, and Sadio kind of shakes his head. And I know that he's down on himself right now, and I know that he's going through a rough period right now. But you know, I just really hope that R10 can come back stronger. He's an amazing player, and he has been for 3 years. One of Liverpool's all-time great players. He's already a Liverpool legend, and we're backing him. You know, we're backing him to find form in these last couple of games and really, really show what he's about. People forget, you know, in that 17, that 16-17 season, you know, Sadio Mane was huge carrying the club. You know what I mean? And scoring a ton of important goals. Literally, well, not even that season. Every season except this one. And even now, I think he has 10 in all competitions. So not a terrible return, but this front three has been, you know, I call them the war dogs of Europe. You know, we have just been on a path of eating up everyone in our in on our on our route that I think he's just burned out, and I think the offseason is going to do him well. So. A quick mention for United players that I thought stood out. I mean, I thought Pogba was woeful today. I thought Pogba was woeful today. That's the Pogba conundrum. It's a supremely talented player, World Cup winner, 100 million pound rated player at one point, but he just didn't turn up today. He didn't show up. He gets beaten way too easily on the back post for Firmino's goal, and he just failed to really. I don't remember him having a shot. I don't necessarily remember him playing a through ball. I don't really remember Pogba doing much of anything. And you know, before you talk about how you know United fans will or talk trash about Jordan Henderson, I said, yeah, maybe not as flashy as Pogba, but give me Jordan Henderson every single day of the week, every day of the week. You know, I thought Bruno Fernandes was dangerous for the most part, despite Fabinho playing him well. I really like him as a player. And I'm going to vomit commenting all these United players, but you know, I'm a fair man. I probably wouldn't go this way had they beat us, but you didn't. So I can be the gracious winner today, or at least pretend to be that. Luke Shaw has been amazing all year. And I a quick 30 seconds on Luke Shaw, if you'll indulge me. When he came out of Southampton, he was English Young Player of the Year. He was seen as one of the best left back prospects in English football history. That's how highly he was regarded, you know. And I thought that besides a couple mistakes getting his pocket picked, he was generally pretty good with his delivery and defending this game. All in all, a huge win. A huge win. Like I said, it brings Liverpool up to fifth place, 4 points off fourth with a game in hand. And luckily, the people that are ahead of us play one another. So, I mean, it's just good energy for maybe the first time this season that I feel flowing through the squad. It's that togetherness. It's that, you know, let's keep fighting and fighting and fighting, you know. And it was great to see. It was incredible to see. We have West Brom on Sunday, and let's head down to the Midlands and smash them. Absolutely smash them. They've already been relegated, but all in all, a absolutely huge win. Up the Reds, You'll Never Walk Alone. Right around 20 minutes, I have to love you and leave you. This is Chima Chet's foot. Come on, Liverpool.